Here is Patty Duke with a guidepost for Christmas.
I think it would be a great thing for every family to see how simple they can make Christmas. For it's possible to remember friends and show our love to our family without spending a lot of money, like the Fred Baileys. It all began during the Big Depression back in the 30s. Right before Christmas, a bank failure had suddenly and cruelly wiped out all the Bailey savings. A few days later, Mr. Bailey lost his job. With a wife and young daughter at home, he dreaded the approaching holiday. All he had to his name was $1. Nonetheless, on Christmas Eve, Mr. Bailey and his wife went shopping. At the 10-cent store, they carefully selected a doll. Then they went to the butcher shop and bought the only meat they could afford. In the morning, the Bailey living room was filled with multicolored paper chains and cut-out figures. An evergreen tree was bedecked with gay colors and love, too. It came from the front lawn. The doll lay beneath the tree, and beside it was a pretty wardrobe made from scraps of ribbon and cloth. From the delightful squeals of joy from the little girl who rushed downstairs that morning, this was the most exciting of all fairylands. Dinner time came. The family thanked God for their many blessings, and then, from the kitchen, Mrs. Bailey brought the big meat course. And what a course! She had taken a package of hot dogs and transformed each one into an animal with a personality of its own. There were toothpicks for legs and broom straws for tails and whiskers. The little girl laughed with a merriment that spread around the table, leaving a glow destined to last not only through the day, but down through the years. Today, Mr. Bailey still buys hot dogs for Christmas. To remind me that the more simple we keep life, the easier it is to feel closer to God.